is making a real sacrifice. Yet, I think that set us an example of what we should be in our lives for Christ.
Amen.
He has shown that he is willing to sacrifice for the cause of Christ. It's quite difficult, as most of you have already found out, to stay in school with the help of your family, encouragement of your friends, but just think for a moment how difficult it would be if your wife and family were thousands and thousands of miles away, and that you knew when you started school that it would be 8 or 9 months until you could see your wife and family. So it's a real blessing to me to have Brother Soul in our school. He's been an inspiration to me, and I'm sure he has to you.
Amen.
Brother Soul, you come and bring us the message. May the Lord bless you.
Brother Patterson asked me to preach to you today, and I am very thankful for this privilege. I would like to thank you for the good fellowship, your love offering, and many blessings God has given unto me through you. I pray God blesses each and every one of your ministries until he comes for us. I shall read the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned. For until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be death, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned on death, even so might grace reign through righteousness on eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God, loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for our salvation found only in Thy Son, Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for Jesus Christ, who died for our sin, for Thy only begotten Son, who died on Calvary, shedding His blood at the cross, so that we may gain eternal life and blessing never ending. Also we pray, Lord, that You will forgive us our sins. Lord, forgive us for our weaknesses and strengthen our minds and soul with the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, give Your strength and give us Your message which You prepared for us. Fill this service with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The title of my message this morning is One Man, the Believer in Jesus Christ. The words one man are written 12 times in this verse I just read to you. From verses 12 through 21 of this fifth chapter of Romans, the Bible is telling us about the importance of one man. One man's influence is very big to others. Sin came into this world by one man, the man Adam. Then salvation came by one man, the man Jesus Christ. So one man is very important. Therefore, you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, should be interested in this word, one. We should not neglect one. I would like to share with you a few proverbs that I know. These are old Korean proverbs, but they are words of wisdom in any language. If you want to walk 1,000 miles, you must begin with step number one. If you laugh at one penny, that one penny will make you cry. Take care of the pence, and the pound will take care of themselves. The penny saved is a penny gained. The Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 41 and 42. Mark chapter 9, verses 41 and 42. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because it belongs to Christ, verily I say were cast into the sea. Matthew chapter 18, verses 10, 12, and 14. Matthew chapter 18, verses 10, 12, and 14. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven there are angels who always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does not he leave the 99 and goes into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Matthew chapter 25, verses 40 and 45. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. Drop by drop of water from the mountain make a big ocean. Without work, there would not be 10 or 100 or 1,000. For example, 1,000 is 1,000, but without one, it is only 999. 100 is 100, but without one, it is only 99. 10 is 10, but without one, it is only 9. And 1 is 1, but without one, it is zero, nothing. So, do you see how important that word can be? A big dam would be destroyed from one small mouse hole. A space rocket in the hole is important, but each little part of that rocket is important for the complete success of the space flight. One man, Adam, brought the curse of death by disobedience to God into this world and upon all mankind. However, the one man, Jesus Christ, made salvation possible. Because of this one man, Jesus, we are brought from the curse of death to the blessing of everlasting life. One man's obedience at Calvary brings every believer from death to life. One was enough to destroy the world of all mankind through his disobedience. That was the one man, Adam. One man was enough to save the world of all mankind by his obedience. That was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, one person's Christian testimony is enough to lead many people to eternal damnation. Or one person's Christian testimony is enough to lead many people to eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and ye shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which one man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seed, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among harvests, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and rest in the heaven thereof. Luke chapter 17, verse 1. And the Lord said, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. It is a wonderful and powerful testimony when one man's faith is strong. When we let God control our life with the leadership of the Holy Spirit and make God our complete trust and strength, there is power in our Christian life. God then will use us to do many wonderful and blessed works for His honor and glory. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. And read what I am trying to get across to you. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find any man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. If God would have found just one man in this town, He would have pardoned it. But that one man was nowhere to be found.
Amen.
This one man would have made all the difference in the city of Jerusalem at the time. Through Jesus Christ, a transaction can be set up if we as individuals follow Jesus Christ. Salvation will spread from our Christian testimony into homes, into churches, into towns, and into cities. For example, the gospel in Asia Minor and Europe was spread far and wide throughout all the world, partly because of one man's faithfulness carrying out his mission work. That man was the Apostle Paul. Which one are you, brethren? As a believer, don't be like the one disobedient man, Adam, but as a child of God, follow your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The one who has set the best example of obedience to the Father. Are you one for the Lord? Are you one in the Lord? Are you one who is bringing God honor and glory? Please search your heart, my friends, because it really makes a difference whether you realize it or not. And for Jesus Christ's sake, I pray that you do realize it. One man's influence very big for others. Salvation came by one man, the man Jesus Christ. So one man is very important. Therefore, we choose not neglect one. God bless you.